Let's take some time and pray together. Amen. God, we are very thankful again. This choir has given us an inspiration to know that a move of God is on the way. And so, God, we will ready ourselves. High expectation. See what you're going to do next. And God, we thank you for all that you've already done. Now, God, again, we have assembled in this place, knowing that you have something to say to us. And Lord, we need a word. As those Greek men declared that we would see Jesus. And so God, speak to us. Bring us closer. Your word declares our steps are ordered by you, so bring us closer. And we know that you have plans for us. Good plans. Plans to prosper. Plans to grow and excel. Plans of success and not failure. Plans to overcome and not be overtaken. And so, God, we are interested earnestly to hear what you are saying to the church. Speak to us, Father, and your voice be louder than anything. Louder than our sickness, louder than pain and frustration, louder than failures or disappointments. Lord, speak to us that we would be encouraged to run on and see what the end shall be. Thy will be done. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. And the redeemed of the Lord said together, amen, 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 and amen. Come on and bless God together. Come on, everybody this time. Everybody. Everybody can order. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Amen. I believe that Michael Jackson was right. You ought to be starting something. Amen. All that you got, all that you're gifted with, you ought to be starting something. Amen. If you're not starting something, you ain't doing nothing. And the God you serve is too great for that. Amen. How many know the God you serve is too great for that? Amen. 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 Greater is he that is in me. Amen. Amen. As you can see, the little toy up there has just told you everything you need to know. So you ought to be at Psalm 34. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34. New Living Translation of the Bible. Everybody there? Oh, I tell you, this thing working out all right. Amen. Amen. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his name, his praise. I will boast only in the Lord. Yes. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the awesome presence of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, preacher. Amen. Good to see you. Ushers, rest yourselves. Amen. Do me a little bit of a favor. I know that we are already in the short window. Uh-huh. Amen. And I've had only 13 of your precious minutes to use. And we're going to make it happen one day. Probably not today, but one day. be encouraged. Do me a favor and smile and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
pastor's going to preach.
Pastor's going to preach.
Cultivating the character.
Cultivating the character.
Of the post-Calvary church.
Of the post-Calvary church. Amen.
Amen. Cultivating the character of the post-Calvary church. Let me tell you why that's important. We're actually going to cultivate our character in phases. And so we're going to start today, the first Sunday after resurrection, with a series of sermons that will help us to understand the character of the post-Calvary church. And the first character we want to look at today is praise.
Come on, Pastor.
It's praise. And as you have probably already picked up from Psalm 34, this is the subject matter of the writer. He says, I will do this. Now, this is something that I think every disciple needs to understand, the necessity and the authenticity of character.
Yes.
Okay, y'all missed that. You can fake it all you want.
Right.
But folk gonna find you out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After a while.
Yes, sir.
Jesus demonstrated for us character. Unmistakably so.
Yes.
If there is one thing that we had to notice about him, is that he was consistent to his character. The Lord speaks of him as he's at the pool being baptized. He said, this is my beloved son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy with him.
Yes, yes.
He's got character.
Yeah.
Whenever Jesus found himself, and you're going to find yourself in challenging and confrontational moments, he held his character.
Yeah.
We meet him early in his earthly ministry coming out of the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all would have messed this up because some of y'all, when y'all get hungry, y'all act a fool. Some of y'all, when you've been tired and ain't had a bath and ain't soaked your feet, you get cranky. Amen. In fact, there's a commercial now that tells us when we're getting cranky, we ought to eat a Snickers. Amen. I keep one in my office because I pastor a church.
Amen.
But you need to realize that you're a Christian. And if there's anything that we ought to do in the post-resurrection church is come out with better character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus does not fool around with this. He reminds them that they have him in them.
Yeah.
That'll preach right there if y'all need it. He said, listen, what you see me do, you can go do it greater than I did.
Yes.
But you're going to need character.
Yes.
Paul reminds Timothy and Titus. He said, listen, what you know of me, now you go do that.
Uh-huh.
And then the question before we go any further is how many of you can say that to people in your constituency circle? How many of you can say to people around you that what you've seen and know about me, if you don't do nothing else, at least do that much.
Yeah.
See how quiet y'all is?
Yeah.
You have to realize now that in the post-resurrection church, we ought to have greater character.
Amen.
Yeah. We ought to be better than we were Sunday before last.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Yeah. And if we are going to be a church of character, we need to understand how best to develop character.
Amen.
Amen. My grandmother them used to say that everybody that got children ain't a good mother. Take more than having a baby to be a good mother.
Well,
you know, and every man can't raise a son, you know, and so it takes character. But one of the things that we need to recognize that I think is essential in the cultivating character church is praise.
Yeah.
Praise, thank you, some of y'all getting it. Praise speaks a lot about your character. Mm-hmm. No, nobody want to be around no whiner. No, nobody always got hair in their jaws and lip dragging the floor and ain't never happy about nothing. Don't show no signs of thanksgiving and gratefulness and don't know how to demonstrate that they are appreciative of the thing you've done.
Well,
I remember when I grew up that if you didn't know how to say thank you, they took stuff back from you. Amen. And not only did they take it back, they bust you upside the head when they took it. Amen. And then tell you, go tell your mama I hit you upside the head and tell her why. Amen. They made you tell her why, just in case there's any investigation going on. But one of the things that I saw in the past week, Pastor Charlton, that upset me is that the church did not display the character of praise. I was most heartbroken last week when I watched what we did as a church from Palm Sunday through the week and then Resurrection Sunday morning. Wasn't enough praise. And it takes something to be a praiser. Amen. And let me show you how important praise is. You remember this when you were in high school. They had cheerleaders.
Well,
why do you think they had to egg on the praise? And how many of y'all remember you had to try out to be a cheerleader?
Well,
you couldn't just show up and say I'm a cheerleader. No, they need to know if you got spirit, if you got the moves. And I was Sister Mitchell don't know this, but I got enough money, Deacon Walker, to buy my own dinner. But when they had cheerleader tryouts, I would go and peep in on them. I want to make sure our school had good cheerleaders. I'd watch and say, okay, yeah. And they had a whole lot of gals, they call them gals down south, come out for cheerleader. All kinds of gals, tall ones, short ones, yeah. You know, just like Oscar Mayer, you know, fat kid, skinny kid, kid that climb on rocks, tough kid, sissy kid, even kids with chicken pox. Y'all don't know that song? Us old school folk know. Addison know it. He almost said hot dogs, I'm a hot dog. He knew what go next. But you had to have spirit to be a cheerleader, and the little cheerleader coordinator would say, all right, go on out there. And they were, back then they had these little cassette players, and you could bring your little song that you want to show them that you had it. And little gal got in and some of them hit their little song, you know, and they were, We Are Family was popular back then. And you know, but you had to have spirit.
Right.
Okay, y'all missing it. Y'all don't even see the Holy Ghost set up. In order to praise, in order to demonstrate, you had to have spirit.
Huh?
Okay, y'all still missed it. In order to be able to lead others in a euphoric demonstration of how we're feeling about that thing, you had to have spirit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all still didn't see it yet. The Bible I read
said
that it's not going to happen by might nor by power, but you got to have spirit. And then watch this now. They had that little song that they used to sing at every pep rally. It said, have you got that spirit?
Yeah.
That old, y'all ain't been to school then. All y'all need to go back. But then they would sing the spirit song, and people would get up and jump up and down and showed that they had spirit.
Yeah.
Well, in the church, we ought to have spirit.
Come on,
Pastor. Yeah, we're blessed of God with spirit. Jesus said it's so important that when he leaves, he's going to leave us a counselor known as the Holy Spirit. And when you got the Holy Spirit, you learn how to praise God.
And we praise God because we got that spirit. And see, everybody ain't got it. That's why everybody can't do it. But them that got it said, listen, you got to get out of my way because I got to bless him. I got to let him know how I thank him. I got to let him know what he's done for me. Some of us come to church with spirit. That's why ladies bring flats when they come to church, because when they get in church, they ain't going to be jumping up and down in no stilettos. As soon as you see them doing like this here, they getting ready to bless the Lord. They done got their little flats on. And when they do that little thing they do, you know they doing it to praise God.
Yes,
sir. Amen. When they close their eyes and throw their head back, they ain't looking at you. They don't care who see them. They come to bless the Lord.
Yes.
All my soul and all that is within me.
Yes,
you got to have a spirit of praise.
Yes.
That praise is real. Praise. Yes. Praise ought to do something to you. Praise.
Yes.
Ought to make you feel tired when you get home. Praise ought to make you hold your hand up and tell the usher, look at here, baby, stand right here. You got to be able to praise him.
Yes,
but praise can't come out till you got praise in.
Praise. He says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And the post-resurrection church ought to have the character of praise. Yeah. After all the Lord has done for us, we ought to praise him. Yeah, we ought to praise him. Listen, and some of y'all sitting there now trying to act like you don't remember what he done for you. Well, let me do it like grandma and them used to do it. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He put running in your feet. He put clapping in your hand. He put food on, y'all ain't talking to me. He put clothes on your back. Gave you a little huckabuck to drive. Put a roof over your head. Didn't let you sleep too late. But he woke me right on time. That's why grandma said he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And that's why I praise him. That's why I tell him thank you. Because I didn't get here all by myself. If it had not been the Lord who was on my side, I'd have been dead and sleeping. I'm a rascal. I should have been cut off long time ago. But he looked beyond my fault. That's why I praise him. Look at them say, I done got away with some stuff. That's why I praise him. I done told a lie too. That's why I praise him. I ain't always been a good husband. That's why I praise him. Sometimes. But that's why I praise him. That's why I ain't always churchy. That's why I praise him. That's why you may not have done anything, but I have done a lot of things. And because I live, I got to praise him. Woo! Thank you, Lord. He looked beyond my faults. Look at your name and say, not only did I back up, but I'm jacked up. Thank you, Lord. Here it is. He says, I'm going to do it all the time. So if the choir don't show up, I'm going to praise him. I ain't waiting on the preacher to get to that part where he got to do it. I'm going to praise him anyhow. You know, let me tell you why. I'm about done. Here it is. It's character. It says something when you appraise them. My beloved Dallas Cowboys have cheerleaders who are world famous. Don't nobody want no hoggets coming to their child birthday party. That's what the Redskin cheerleaders call the hoggets. Don't nobody want no falconets. You ever land a falcon, got no more falconets. Nobody want that. Nobody want no eaglets. That sounds like a bird that's too small to do anything. You want the cowboy cheerleader. They have them at grand openings and launching of aircraft. You know, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And folk forget what they came for when they see them cheerleaders. They say, did you enjoy the conference? What conference? Oh, yeah. Them little gals come out with their little boots and stuff, you know, dun, 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 dun. That's all you want.
that'll do it for me. But here it is, here it is, here it is. Jesus has died. Wait a minute, see how some of y'all got to think about that? That's why if the cheerleaders had been at the resurrection, this would be a memorable, definite event. Yeah. But Jesus has died and rose. But here it is. Wait. I know y'all ready. Y'all think y'all going to make me let y'all go, but no. And there's nobody there to praise him. I had a problem with that. I know some of us saying, well, remnant, the script. No, I just think that some of them people from the other Sunday should at least been close enough by just in case to shout one more time. Is anybody here that knows that your life would have been so much different if you would have just shouted one more time? Come on, talk to me. If you could have just got one more shout, your life would be so different right now. Here it is, Brother Thomas. I see movies. I like movies. Y'all know that. I like movies. Jojo, I like movies. And I make note of movies. Last night I sat up and I was writing my sermon and my grandson came down and said, Granddaddy, let's watch TV. And I was trying not to watch TV, but it wasn't nobody but me and him. And so I had to turn TV on. And the Outlaw Josie Wales was on. That did it for me, Eric. I'm done. I got to watch Josie Wales. Now, I know every line in Josie Wales, but I got to watch it. So I put my little sermon on hold for a minute, you know, and hit the save button, and I'm watching Josie Wales. I like movies, you know. But I like those movies where when Jesus is coming out of the tomb. Y'all have seen these movies where the setting, the backdrop is just perfect. Those movies where when Jesus rises from the tomb, all of a sudden, Dr. Dixon, pigeons show up. You know, lots of white pigeons, all white pigeons. And then you hear in the background a faint sound of trumpets. And then this big orange ball starts rising. And the clouds start majestically kind of moving out of the way. And then the bluest of blue skies starts coming into view. And then you start hearing angel voices. They're faintly, Larry, they're saying, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it gets louder. And it sounds like first it was one. And then it sounded like 100. Then it sounded like 1,000. And those hallelujahs start coming up. And the sun started rising faster. The clouds started moving further. The trumpets start getting louder. I think that's how we ought to always receive Jesus. I think whenever the Lord does anything, we ought to put on a show. We ought to part the clouds and shake the earth. And voices ought to start reverberating. That's what he's trying to say. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. I may not have a concert pianist behind me. I may not have an orchestra, but I can sing my little song. I can make my little bit of noise. I can bless him all by myself because Jesus is alive. Jesus has risen. Everything that has breath ought to praise. Then he says, I just decided that I'm going on tour. I'm going to tell everybody. You know, some of y'all can't hold water, and that's good, that's good. Some of y'all can't keep no secret, that's good, that's good. But you ought to use some of that energy to talk about the Lord. You know everybody's business. You know what color socks people got on, and you know how their marriage going and all that kind of stuff. You know how much money they make and all that kind of stuff. But you don't know nothing about the Lord. Your jaws move more than a Maytag washing machine on the spin cycle. But you ain't said nothing about Jesus. We started out this morning And I asked the church congregation, I said, write down three things you're good at. And I told them it was a setup. I said, now there's going to be some setup here. And my point to them was, anything you say ought to have something to say about Jesus. Anything you do ought to have something to say about Jesus. And so he says, I will boast only in the Lord. Nudge one of your troublesome neighbors and say, you know, if you had done that, you wouldn't have half trouble you got. It's therapeutic. If you, listen, watch this now. You want to have better character? Spend all your time boasting only in the Lord. That's why the old church understood the ministry of they overcame by the word of their testimony, because they spent time testimonying, not testifying. They talked about what the Lord had done, not what they had done or what somebody else had done. Your boast ought to be in the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. In him I live, move, and have my being. Y'all ain't talking to me. The Lord is my everything. I can't do nothing without him. I can't breathe without him. I can't walk without him. I can't talk without him. The Lord is my everything. Abide with me. My Father and I are one. Be one with us. And if you brag and boast about the Lord, you have no more trouble. He said, that's what I'm going to do. He said, all I'm going to talk about is the Lord. The Lord in the morning, the Lord in the evening, the Lord when the sun go down. He said, and watch this now. He said, and folk who are struggling will be encouraged because they hear me talking about the Lord. Somebody going to walk up to you and say, how'd you get out of that mess you was in? Let me tell you what the Lord did. Don't be talking about what your cousin Bobo did and how they hook you up down at the office and somebody hid your file and all that kind of stuff. Tell them this is what the Lord did. And you can tell him, didn't nobody do it but Jesus. Nobody care about your uncle. Nobody care who got money in your family. Ain't nobody got more money than God got. Whenever you come out, you ought to tell them who brought you out. And tell them he brought you out all right. Lift him up. You lift him up. He said, if you lift me up, I'll draw. You know, one of the things we need to learn how to do in church is lift him up and not tear other folk down. Praise is something that all of us start to enjoy. Amen. Marvin Gaye was right, Harmony, when he said, I used to go out and party, stand around. I was too nervous to really get down, but I got out on the floor. And my body begin to, how many know if you just get into praise, stuff start happening? Amen. All you got to do is just get out on the floor. He said, now no more standing upside the wall. Y'all ain't talking to me. Too many wallflowers in the church. Too many folk like they glued to the pew in the church. You got a God who put foots up under you, who put a kneecap in you and a hip bone in you. You ought to make them things work together. The ankle bone and the knee bone and the hip bone. You ought to rise, shine, and give God the glory. You ought to stand up and tell him thank you. You ought to let the world know that I'm still alive. I'm still viable. I'm still accessible. God is still working in me. I still can do it. I looked at my hands and they look new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And the God I serve put a little jiggity jiggity up in me. You ought to get jiggy with it for the Lord. If you can jump up and down for Beyonce, you ought to jump up and down for Jesus. If you can holler wings, pretty little wings for Maxwell, you ought to put your pretty little wings on for Jesus, because the Lord is my everything. I'm about done. I gotta go. He said, you know, I'm praying that the Lord will be with me all the days of my life. Now, here's what he said, Jojo. He said, I'll never leave you. And I won't forsake you. So you ought to praise him. Watch this good preaching, you preachers, write this down. You praise him that his presence is permanent and powerful and based on sure promises that are perpetual. That's heavy preaching. Y'all ought to write that down. Use that. Because God is going to keep his word. Here it is. If God can keep up his promises, You ought to be able to keep up your praise. Yes, sir. If God, y'all ain't talking to me. I'm trying to get out now. I'm telling you now, I messed up. Thank Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost said, no, you said that wrong. You said, Leroy, if God can keep up his praise. Holy Ghost just said, no, Leroy, it is because God has kept. I feel my help coming now. Because God has kept his promise. I'm wondering this here hour, how many of y'all can keep up your praise? I'm wondering how many of y'all got to wait on the right note from the musician, or how many of y'all got to wait on your neighbor on your pew before you get up? I'm wondering how many of y'all got to let somebody, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Ain't nobody going to outpraise me. Look here, can I, Laura, you remember back in the day when we grew up down south and they used to have them little cookouts? They used to have what they call a throwdown. Yeah, they put music on, and everybody who could dance would get out there. Before they did line dancing and let it slide, everybody who thought they could get down would get out there. And somebody said, come on, we're going to throw down, come on. And people would get out there and start going. And you got to, and the rule was, you got to set somebody down. Y'all ain't talking to me. You got to get right up in their face, and y'all got to go. You can do the monkey, the funky chicken, the jerk, the boogaloo, the ham sandwich, the hush puppy, the funky dog. You do whatever you do, but your objective is to set them down. Y'all ain't talking to me. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, don't mess with Leroy, because the God I serve. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. Listen, don't mess with me. Don't come up here. Don't try to get me to stop doing what I was doing, because I'm just like my great-grandma, Miss Essie, used to say, every time I think about the goodness of the, watch out, every time, another blessing. I got to shout a little bit. I got to throw my hands back a little bit. I got to let a little spit fly every now and then, because God has been good to me. And then I thought about it, because when you get out there, you got to stay out there. And so I heard him say, listen, if I be lifted up, and so in the post-resurrection church, because Jesus is alive, because Jesus has gotten up out of that grave, I heard him say, I didn't just get up with some power, but I got up with all power. And I've come to let somebody know, as I get ready to leave y'all alone, if and because he's got all power, he want to hear all your praise. You ought to go ahead and throw your head back. You ought to go ahead and wave your arms real good, because the Lord is alive. He's still, oh God have mercy. He's still got another blessing. He's still got a little healing left. He's still got some deliverance left. Look at your name and say, neighbor, I need him every hour. And every hour I need him. Oh God, I wish I had a witness in here. Ain't the Lord all right? He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Oh, he walks with me. He talks with me. Look at your name and say, neighbor, I'm starting to feel a little something. I'm starting to feel a little rotation. I'm starting to feel a little energy. That Red Bull's starting to kick in now, because the God I serve has shown me a more excellent way. He has shown me a way out of my sin. He's shown me how to overcome my struggle. He's shown me how to rise on my sick bed. Oh, I thank God I picked up my mat. I thank God I cast off my chains. I thank God that I'm still alive. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Look at your name and say, neighbor, I need a praise partner. I need somebody that can shake a little bit. I need somebody that can wave their hand. I need somebody that can stomp up and down, because the God we serve, he's able to do all things. Won't he do it? Can he do it? Didn't he do it? Say yes. Say yes. Yes! He kept his promise. You ought to keep up your praise. He kept his promise. You ought to keep up your praise. You could have been dead and sleeping in your grave, but he washed away your sins. He cast them in the sea of forgetfulness and told you that everything gonna be all right. He said, I'm going to bless him. I shall make my boast in him. Yeah. And then he said, let's do it together. Amen.
Amen. Jess, you know, Harmony, you know. They said it ain't going to hurt nobody to get on down. Don't hinder me, and I won't block you. Look at the name and say, you're in a praise zone right along through here. They said, no parking, baby. No parking on the dance floor. You got to give God the glory. If you want a tough situation out, you got to shout it out. You got to shout it out. You got to shout it out. He said, come on. Come on, do it with me. Come on, do it with me. Come on, let's make this thing a therapeutic operation. Because if we exalt his name, his power will fall. I don't know about you, but I'm going to work on my character. I want to be known as a praiser. Amen. A church I grew up in, Lord, you know how it is down there where we grew up at. You knew who the praisers were. Folks used to wait on you, set your watch. My sister Luella McBride. You said, oh, here she go. There she go. There she go. There she go. And folk knew, and you know, and I know, that you can't let nobody set you down. Every now and then, some of them old sisters would threaten Sister McBride territory and go up there and sit by her. She took that as a challenge. That's like throwing down a handkerchief. And Sister Luella, well-fed sister. No biscuit ever fell out her hand. And so she had gotten a little older, Harmony. And so she was one of those praisers that would pop up for the praise. She put her hand on that pew. You know what's coming in. And she was like that song. She would put the bag of needles in motion. You know that's against the rules. And she would start like this. They were praising God. And every now and then, when Sister Luella realized there wasn't enough on praising, she had a nerve to go up there and grab the mic and say, I don't know what y'all looking at me for. God been good to y'all too. And it set it off. Set it off. And I'm telling you now, before you knew it, the church went in. Amen. We got folk who will come in, JoJo, but won't go in. Oh, when I think. The humble shall hear of. Oh, when folk hear about my praise, they're going to say, I got to see this. And some of y'all know you overdue. You ain't praised him in a while. I'm starting to question your character. We got to cultivate the church now. Bible says we got to break up the fallow ground. Too many of us come in church trying to look all dignified and all suited up and Donna Karen up and all that. But God is bigger than that. God bigger than that. And you better remember how you got this far. He said, you know, I'm gonna ask y'all to let's do it together. He said, let's all tell of the Lord's great. That's why in the old church, Dr. Dixon, when the prayer and praise service started, it was hard to stop. And you know, they didn't even have a microphone back then. Folk would stand along that wall. Okay, how long? And you know, you always got one, two up there that put a little yeast in the thing. You know, and folks just stand and say, praise the Lord, bless you. All right now. And then then they come up and everybody did it well. They did it well. Said first giving honor to God. You know, they knew the opening line. But oh, every now and then one of them couldn't even get to the first sentence. They just break down. Some of them throw the head back, some of them just holler, some of them just wave. See, they testify. That's what he's saying. He said, come on, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Some of us intend to come late so we don't have to go to the testimony service. Have nerve to sit out in the car that God gave you. Running the motor, burning the gas that God gave you. And won't even go in there and testify about God who gave you all that. You sitting out there with $900 shoes on and don't wanna sweat the little makeup off your face. You ought to be shaming yourself. You ought to be in that line saying, you know what, church? I got a car I couldn't even afford. I'm living in a house. I don't even know why they approved my loan. I'm telling you now, God got his hand on my life. I'm married to a man I know don't love me, but God keep on saying, y'all ain't talking to me. I got children that don't respect me, but God tell me to feed them anyhow. I work on a job where they lying and robbing me, but God told me to work anyhow. And I just thank God for keeping me in my right mind, because if I didn't let them. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Y'all ought to be saying something. Good as God been to y'all. I got to go. My little timer says 14:36. 14 minutes, 36 seconds. Good time. That's what it said right here. 14:36. I might have started a little late. I don't know, but that's what it said right here. 14. That's pretty good. Just minute 36 over. On that. Good. Amen. Thank you. Y'all stop playing. Listen, next week, Lord said the same next cultivating character we're going to look at is purpose. We'll look at purpose. Little series. Run a little series. Then we'll get to Pentecost. You'll see how it ends. Your praise, you ought to do. If you get a, you know, they have this little thing, and I'm going, Sister Scott and Sister Price, Sister Laura David, Sister McKenzie, these well-traveled people get these invitations, and fancy folks send these invitations, and they put this little four-letter acronym at the bottom, RSVP. Now, smart people tell you it requires respondes, you know, that kind of thing. And I ain't got no time for that. But here's what I know it does mean. Because there are four, I went online and checked this out, did some research. There are four instances where that is used and used properly. But what it really means is simply to say, respond, please. And I thought, man, that's how we ought to feel about being in the Lord's house. We just ought to RSVP the Lord every chance we get. Just respond, please. Don't wait. Let me know you hear me. Let me know you're thankful for what I've done. Just respond, please. Whom the Lord hath delivered with a mighty hand, ought to respond, please. Whom the Lord has taken sickness out of your body, ought to respond, please. Whom the Lord has brought wayward children back home, ought to respond, please. Whom the Lord has given gainful employment when you didn't have nothing but a GED, ought to respond, please. You got that loan, and you know good and well your credit score ain't above 439, but you ought to respond, please. Whom the Lord hath delivered, ought to respond, please. Ought to at least tell him thank you. You may not be able to speak in tongues. You may not be a prophet. You may not know any of that highfalutin church, but you can say thank you. You can say thank you. You can say thank you. Thank you. We serve a king. And one thing I love about it, we're going on home now. It's right at 1 o'clock. One thing I love about serving a king is you get to eat like the king. If you live with the king, you get kingly privileges, that trickle down effect. That woman, JoJo, came to beg of him, and Jesus gives an illustration, and he tried to tell her that she's not in the right ethnic group, and she said, you know, you're right. She said, but even the dogs get to eat the crumbs off the king's table. And Jesus said, baby, you done schooled me now. I got you. Come on in. I got what you want. And the fact of the matter is, some of y'all missing out on kingly residuals because you refuse to acknowledge your relationship is with the king. You are the king's family. And you ain't gonna go lacking when you live with the king. Amen. Let's stand on our feet together. I've got to let y'all go. We're gonna learn to cultivate the character of the church, the post-Calvary church. We're a new church. Amen. And we must realize now that the lot is in our hands. What are we going to do on our watch? Amen. You know, I tell y'all these stories about the old church back home. I missed that church. I never wanted to pastor any other kind of church, but a hot, fire-breathing church. We didn't have none of this kind of stuff here. Let me tell you something. We had single light bulbs on a long black cord with no lamp around it. About five of them on one side and five on the other. Two of them was out on this side. One was flickering on that side. We had a old piano that Miss Mary played, Sister Mary. We called everybody Sister and Brother back then. And she hadn't been in nobody's school other than Rumpel Room. But she played to the glory of God. We had folk in the choir that had not been to Juilliard or any of them schools. But when they sang, S-A-N-G, to the glory of God. And they didn't know sections of, they didn't know what voice range they were in. All they knew was, I will bless the Lord. Amen. And we didn't have no cushion pews. We had a little, past that little Radio Shack microphone that the static was so bad that he just forgo that. And every week the digger said, Red, we going to work on that. But they had church. From the time we got there, they had church. It just carried over. Wasn't a low moment. When they gave the offering, people would dance coming up to do the offering. I'm serious. Y'all laughing. I'm telling you, it never cooled off. The pastor sometimes would be giving a benediction and folks still hollering. And he'd be trying, JoJo. He'd say, all right, children. Look like next thing, no, he got it again. Our church specialized in the can't help it. And I would think that since we have moved on up to the east side, got our deluxe apartments in the sky, we ought to praise him more. Amen. We ought to praise him louder and with more vibrance. My mother was a high school custodian. Didn't make $25,000 a year. But that woman praised God. My daddy had a 8th grade education. My grandmother didn't go to school. My great grandmother could hardly read and write her own name. My Aunt Lilybell, God bless her, she just could read a little bit. But every day she'd sit there and hold that newspaper like she really doing something. Every now and then my Uncle Rudy said, Lily, what you doing? You know what, Rudy? I'm reading this here paper right now. Don't make me wad it up and knock you upside your head. And he said, now you know you can. She said, don't tell what I can't do. She said, I figure out what's going on. Just let me study it a while. But they praised God. No college degrees. Their bathroom, some of them were still outside. You know what the thermostat was? Put some more wood on that fire. You know what a hot bath was? Boil me a little water in there. And when you turned the faucet on, you knew it was on because it made all kinds of noise. But they praised God. They came to church to church. And look at us now. Driving cars with names we can't hardly pronounce. Wearing clothes with other folk name in it. Our children can operate computer systems. Smart as a whip. And we let them decide whether they come into God's church or not. No, sir. You'll be there as long as I'm there. Should did like the Bible said, don't let your daughters marry their sons. And don't let your sons marry their daughters. If they don't love God like you love God, she ain't good enough for you. He ain't good enough. I don't care who he is. He can be Odell Beckham. What church he go to, baby? Everybody and when I grew up, they asked you two questions when you came to people's house. Who your people? And what church y'all go to? Y'all ain't talking to me. Who your people? And what church y'all go to? You can't stand and go, I talked to a fellow today. I said, what church you go to? That church out there on 29. I said, son, a whole lot of churches out there on 29. Well, what's your pastor name? Man, what that dude name? Dude! I said, look here, man, you don't go to church. Stop playing. Come on up to Brookville and see if we can't help you. Praise children. Now, I'm going to give y'all some homework. We done. Take my time, but we done. Some of y'all go home, get in the mirror, and work on your praise. Amen. That's what we did. We work on your praise. Work on your hallelujahs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to let that tongue, hallelujah. There you go. Work on it. Hallelujah. 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 And before you know it, that thing will roll right off your lips. Work on your thank you, Jesus. You know, ain't no thank you, Jesus. No, you got to put something in there. Work on it. You rehearse everything else. Amen. Now, if you're standing in this room today, I know y'all ready to go, as am I. Thank you, Pastor. Good to see you, man. I want you to know today that he is risen. And so, because he lives, he died for your sins, take them away, but you're going to have to make a decision. You need to decide today if you're going to give your life to Christ. He died for you. You ought to find it rather easy to live for him. In him you live, move, and... Okay, so if you've not accepted Jesus Christ... Oh, bless your heart, baby. Oh, bless Miss Mariah. Getting to me. God bless you. You know, I'm very thankful. Amen. Go ahead, Mama. It's all right. Amen. Amen. I know how you feel. Amen. Didn't hesitate to answer not one question. not one. Everything I asked her, she was, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She has been well-trained. And I've told y'all this before, and I'm going to tell you again. You raise crops. You train children. Train them up, and they'll be just fine. Amen. We're going to make sure we arrange to baptize Sister Mariah on the second Sunday in the month of May. Not long from now, we're going to baptize. That's Mother's Day, isn't it? Oh, that's wonderful. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I'm so proud of you. I know your mom and dad are proud. I know they're just as excited. I saw you coming down the aisle. I thought you were going out that way, and you turned to the right. I said, all right now. I am so proud of you. Mariah, God has blessed your family tremendously. You have a wonderful mother and father. You got good brothers, good sister. But I believe that there's a gift in you that's going to bless so many lives. You have a spirit. And I know in years to come, Mama will probably explain some of this to you. It may not resonate just now, but I'm telling you, God has gifted you. You are going to be a blessing to the ministry wherever God places you. And I really know, I know in my heart that you are a gift that the world is waiting for. You're going to change some lives. Yes, you are. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Harmony, I'm so thankful for you and Larry. I know you're proud. I know you're flipping over and jumping up and down and stuff is happening. Larry trying to be cool and all that. He flipping over and jumping up and down too. But as men folk, you know, we got to put on that thing, you know. But you all have done a tremendous job with all of your children. Stay with it. Don't let them go to the left nor to the right. They probably get tired of being drug up here for everything because y'all in everything, but you're doing the right thing. And your labor in the Lord is not in vain. There's going to be fruit. It's going to bless your heart. And no bucket head going to be steal her out from under you because she know better. And we're going to do all we can. Who's a Sunday school leader? You in good class with Mrs. McKenzie. Sister McKenzie is dynamic. Amen. So you continue there. And all of our teachers are dynamic. But I want you to know that I and all of our leaders will do anything we can to make your life in Christ just wonderful. Because the world going to try to steal you away. But we're going to hold on to you real tight. Is that all right? We can hold on real tight. She has such a spirit. Amen. God bless you today. Come on, church. Let's praise God. Amen. Come on. Let's bless God. Amen. Come on. Our doors remain open. Amen. If you're here today and you've not accepted Jesus Christ, and let me tell you something, parents. You need to help your children make this decision. I hear people say, well, I'm going to let them make it. He didn't know how to hold a fork. You helped him learn how to eat. Help him learn how to live. Amen. Train your child. Say, listen, you need to go up there and we're going to talk with the pastor. Come, if you're ashamed of the crowd, come by the office and say, Pastor, I want to bring my daughter, my son, and we want to make our decision known. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. And folk argue about how old they are and all that. Listen, when we start arguing about numbers, we're going to miss something. Yes, now, sir. We want them to be able to talk, but we can work with that. But let's not deny them. If they say, I want to go up, let them come on up. We'll work. We can work right there where they are. But I wouldn't let my child. I told y'all this story about little James in church. I pastored before. Little fella came to church one Sunday, finally. And Wednesday, he drowned. You know, all them years, that little boy would run around the church. We'd come out, he's right behind the church. And finally, somebody ministered to him enough, and he came. That Sunday and that Wednesday, he drowned. Life is short.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to be sick or old to leave here. And we're talking about, I'm going to wait. Wait on what? God bless Mariah Walker today and the Walker family. Anybody else today, we want to give you an opportunity to make your decision today. Bless God for praise. It's a character. I believe we're going to get better at it. I believe we're going to be better praisers. Amen. I really do. I told you before, I don't think any of you have ever been afforded the displeasure of watching a football game with me. But don't come watch no football game with me and think I'm going to be sitting up there like I do in the pulpit. No, sir. You come to my house and the Cowboys, but I think Larry might have come out one time. We watched it. But Dallas wasn't playing. That was a Super Bowl years ago. They talked me into watching the Super Bowl when my team wasn't playing. Talking about be a good sport. Man, I was sick for days after that watching another team play on my big screen TV. But I love it. When the football game on, my wife won't even watch football with me. No, sir. She throw food in and close the door. She keep 911 on standby. I like it. I get into it. So if I can feel like that about football, I ought to feel some kind of way about the Lord. So y'all ought to praise him and give him all the glory. On the way out today, we're going to be praying. Sister Myra Cobbs and the Taylor family lost a sister. And I think Marsha's her name. And that is tough. I think Myra's been up there kind of lending our support. So we want to keep that family in prayer as well. As we make our way up forward to pray. Pray for the preacher. Pastor Charlton is back there with us today from the Hills Creek Church. And just, I'm glad to see him stop in, man. I tell you, that's a blessing when preachers sneak by to see you. And I want to pray for his ministry and his family as we're making our way forward. Come on, Mariah, you get to stay by me today. Come on down here. Amen. God bless. Amen. I want you to, you can turn this way, sweetheart. But I want you to come and pray for each other. Again, as I mentioned, Timothy McCoy needs our prayers. And Timothy McCoy needs our prayers. Sister Sherry Richburg needs our prayers. Sister Lolita Penn, Sister Erna Royal, again, the Taylor family, Sister Poe's son up yonder in Tennessee, motor vehicle crash as well. Somebody else. Your friend Jess, what's her name again? Mona, yeah, very good. Donna's mom. What's mom's name again? Francis. Good name. Good solid name there. Amen. Okay, very good. What's her name again? Say that again. A dream. Oh, that's nice. Pretty. Amen. Sister Mitchell, let's have a baby name a dream. No. Just thought I'd ask, huh? Larry, you don't hurt the ass. You know, you try to get, especially in a crowd, you try to get one in. Maybe she'll feel weak. She said no. Ozilia's baby is looking good, isn't she? Amen. She's getting, got four more treatments, four to go, and she's going to be just fine. I'm so proud of her. I looked at her today and thought to myself, man, look at what the Lord is doing. She is a doll. I mean, boy, I tell you what, you're getting smaller and smaller. God is doing something. See, that's what you want to do. That's why when the Bible tells us about they overcame by the word of their testimony, it's also what we see God doing in other people's lives that's a testimony to us. See, some people may not put all their business out like that, but you can see. I look at Lucia. That's one of my favorite because I get to see her name. Lucia! I've been calling her that 100 years, and she loves it. She smiles. It makes us both smile. But Lucille's coming along nicely. And God did something major in her life. She didn't tell everybody, and, you know, and that's fine. She didn't have to. But you know, we find out what we find out, and we go and do our thing. But Lucille is coming along nicely. And I look out and see people, you know, like my friend Jesse. He's not here today. But I know if you ever talk to Jesse Davis, you're going to come away feeling better. Jesse don't complain about nothing.
No.
Not one thing. And that's just a testimony. And when you look around this room and see what God has done in so many people's lives, there are testimonies all around. How's Dad and your brother doing? They coming along? That's what I like to hear. That's good news. Amen. Absolutely, Sister Nala. Let me do all the high talking around here. Thank you. Don't like I ain't know you. I ain't asked you to tell me nothing. Make me look bad in front of the people. No, I'm just kidding. Sister Nowlin is definitely a testimony. Sister Hayes as well. And James has come a long way. Y'all remember James used to struggle. Look at old James now. Showing out around here. Getting fat too, James. You, the Lord are good. You, James used to be like he was anorexic. Now he's getting, we're going to start calling him Big James. But we love him. We're so proud. Mariah, we love you today. We're so proud. We love you every day. But we're very proud of you. Very proud of you. All around the room, tell Mama. Listen, if y'all don't go see Sherry Richburg and have to use the bathroom because it ain't going to work out for you. She is hilarious. She's funny. God bless her. That lady, she had me laughing some kind of silly. I know the lady in the other room probably asked to move after we came out of there. Amen. But God bless you. Darlene, we're proud of you as well. You're very proud. So many of you all. I know y'all got to go. It's time. Yeah. This is, oh, we got birthday thing. Boy, y'all playing with that thing all right back there. Happy birthday, Sister Davis. All right. Happy birthday. Amen. Well, look here. I can't wait till we see the Cowboys on that thing right there. Boy, that's going to be something. One son. It'd be about this time. I'm going to be up here talking, and somebody going to go, whoa! And I'm going to turn around. Yeah, they know what I mean. They know I ain't playing. God is so wonderful, isn't he? Amen. God is so wonderful. Yeah, that's what it was. Mrs. Carpenter, yeah. Melvin, y'all remember our videographer?
Yes, sir.
Melvin's wife succumbed to her cancer.
Yes.
And I knew it was something. Thank you. You're going to love it. Just you flying out of Lynchburg? Oh, so you going to drive up there? Oh, you start out on a big plane. No, she start out on that little one. Oh, you'll be all right. No, they ain't going to bother you. They ain't going to bother you. Hey, you'll be all right. Yeah, God do it. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Somebody else called? Okay, good. Oh, my. Okay. And you said they've had a service already?
It's today.
Squeeze that hand. Squeeze that hand. That's energy. That's power. Look over at your neighbor left or right and tell him, I got you. I got you. I got you. And I don't just got you. I got you. I'm not going to let you go. God, we thank you so very much this for being the God of deliverance. God of sound doctrine that we can learn. The God of our destiny. We can't leave until we get where you told us to be. For being the God of our development. And so we see it in this young child today. Young Miss Mariah Walker. Mama walked along the wall and stood here and she answered that Jesus is Lord. That she would accept you as her Lord and Savior. That she knows you are the Son of God. That you died for her sins. And so God, we prepare now that we would baptize her. And Lord, that we would help her to grow in Christ. And thank you, God, for her father and mother. For a family that is in Christ. We thank you for that. We encourage them and stand with them. They bring their children to you. One by one, they come because mom and dad are leading the way. Thank you for every family standing around this sacred place. Thank you for every prayer request for our bereaved brother and his family, for our bereaved sister and her family, for cancer cells that are shrinking for rotator cuffs that are healing, for jobs that are being found and callbacks. Thank you, God, for medical reports that are being changed. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for favor. Thank you for justification. Thank you for the righteousness. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for washing away our sin and making us whole again. Oh God, in that hospital room at UVA and Virginia Baptist, Lynchburg General, in Charlotte and Jacksonville and Atlanta, every bedside you set up camp. You pitched a tent and built an altar. They can call upon your name. Thank you for birthday celebrations. Another day older. Another praise. Thank you, Lord, for a brother and a father that's getting a little bit better. Thank you for a son, a wife, a husband getting a little bit better. Thank you, Lord, that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on. Bless, Lord, we pray. Put a hedge round about Mariah and mom and dad and all the family. Thank you, God, that on the day that we talked about praise, you sent us another praise. Thank you, God. Bless this preacher, Lord, and
yes, Lord,
his ministry and all that you have for him. And
amen. Amen.
Bless, Lord, even that which the devil will try to steal. Bless the house that he stands over, the sheep that need to be fed. Feed him that he might feed them. Strengthen him that he might strengthen them. Protect him that he might protect them. Thy will be done. For our own ministers and our deacons and all of our servant leaders, bless God, we pray.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Now, Lord, we're going to turn from this place, but not your presence. Next week, Lord, let us come back and discover purpose as we're cultivating the post-Calvary church. Oh, God, forgive us of our sins. Lord, have mercy. Give traveling mercies now. Sister Madeline and many others are going to take a little trip. Some on plane, some by train, some by bus, some by automobile. Some walking, some on a bus pass, some call a cab. But, Lord, we're moving. We're going from here to there and from there back to here. Wrap your hands around us. Lord, let there be no shenanigans on that flight. Sister Madeline says she don't want to get pulled off the plane. So, Lord, let her behave herself and they won't bother with her. But, Lord, take her there and bring her back. She's going back to Cali. Cali. Going back to Cali. So, God, let her enjoy herself with her family. And then bring her back to poor little old Lynchburg. A little one-horse town with two traffic lights. But we call it home. Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. And the redeemed of the Lord said amen,
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 and amen. Hug three or four people, say something good to them, and we'll see you again real soon. God bless you. Go in peace.